Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Get into the action, whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine. We'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And first, I want to start off by sending out a congratulations to all the graduates. At any level, you know, kindergarten, elementary school. I mean, seriously, they do kindergarten graduations. But anyway, you know, at any level, all the graduates out there, University of New Mexico, and of course, specifically, you know, over there at the university with the Communication and Journalism Department, I couldn't believe that I knew four of them that graduated yesterday. Christian Naranjo, of course, longtime producer for this show. Dominic Aragon, the editor-in-chief for the racingexperts.com, Brian DeGrunchy, and Kenny Ferguson, both of which I'd worked on, you know, various projects related to NASCAR. So I wanted to send a congratulations to those guys. I guess you can have the big one today, you know, with the thousands of people and hours going on with that. But also want to send a special congratulations to my daughter, Kenzie, who graduates this morning at 10:30 over at Sandia High School. I'm going to take off from this show, head right over there, and enjoy all those festivities. So congratulations to all the graduates out there. David Dominguez, both of his daughters that graduated from Cibola earlier this week, congratulations, and you know, many prayers to the families and all the graduates, and good luck on where this is going to take you going forward. A lot of great kids out there, and wish them all the luck in the world. All right, let's talk a little Formula One. Lewis Hamilton will start Sunday's Barcelona race from the pole position after beating Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg by 0.3 of a second in qualifying. Meanwhile, Ferrari was outgunned by Red Bull as Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen took the first two rows of the grid. Now, remember, Max Verstappen took over for Daniel Kvyat, of course, the famous Daniel Kvyat. But what an amazing turnaround for Red Bull, starting 3-4 ahead of Ferrari. Now, Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen actually had some really good practice times, clear up into P3. But once again, Hamilton back on top, even though it's 0.3 of a second. Rosberg still got a pretty commanding lead, 100 championship points versus 57's Lewis Hamilton in second. Kimi Raikkonen, Daniel Ricciardo, and Sebastian Vettel round out your top five. Felipe Massa in sixth is really only 1 point back from Sebastian Vettel, so we're going to have to see how that all plays out moving forward. Simon Pagenaud wins a pole for the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. The French driver added another chapter to his early season dominance by claiming the pole at the GP of Indianapolis with a fast lap of 1 minute, 8.6868 seconds on the 2.439-mile, 14-turn road course. Charlie Kimball will start second for his best career start there. Pagenaud now has two straight pole wins and will try to reach victory lane for the third straight time on Saturday. Graham Rahal posted the best lap of any Honda driver at 1.09.1816, and will start third. Pagenaud, who already holds a 48-point lead over defending champ Scott Dixon, isn't ready to give up any ground. Instead, Pagenaud is looking to expand his lead by becoming the first two-time winner of Indy's road course. It was a tough day for some of IndyCar's biggest name drivers. Three-time Indianapolis 500 champ Helio Castroneves and Ryan Hunter-Reay, the 2014 Indy winner, were eliminated in the first round of qualifying. So your points leader right now, 188 points, Simon Pagenaud over Scott Dixon at 140. Juan Pablo Montoya, Gila Castroneves, and Tony Kinnon round out your top five. And I tell you, it's really not that far to the Indianapolis 500, and getting pretty excited to think about that. One of my favorite days in racing, because it, you know, really starts with the GP of Monaco, the Indy 500, and concludes with the Coke 600. Incredible news for the historic 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. Reserve seating is sold out, and so it looks like it's going to be a pretty significant race. Looking forward to it. Reports were in IndyCar that the Boston race has been replaced with a return to Watkins Glen. That's going to be fantastic to see that. I'd love to see them get back to that. I want to give you some quick programming notes coming up today on ESPN Radio. At 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. 6 p.m., we've got Nevada versus UNM in baseball, and we're going to join in progress the Cardinals and Dodgers. That's a programming note. If you got your calendars out there, the game was originally slated for 2 o'clock with the Lobo baseball, but it will be 6 p.m. because of the high school baseball championship that's going on. Sunday, 1 p.m., Nevada versus the UNM Lobo baseball. 6 p.m., we got the Cardinals and Dodgers. And I tell you, if you're having any trouble, you know, listening to the ESPN radio on your radio in your car, you need to go to Driver's Den. That's Driver's Den on Eubank and Constitution. They got top sound equipment by Alpine, backup cameras and Bluetooth, because after all, it sounds better on FM. So you want to make sure that your equipment gives you all the great ESPN, a lot of great games and stuff coming up, so you want to make sure all the special programming you do, driversdenabq.com. They can even hook you up with you know, backup cameras, Bluetooth, and the keyless starting. New Mexico's custom car builder magazine, the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. They got all the information of car shows and different things going on in the city. You want to make sure you pick up a free copy at all Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, and even down in Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and monthly cover cars made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today. Hey, we're going to go into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Today, you got the Ole's Bargain Outlet 200 at Dover International Speedway on Fox. That is the strangest name. I don't know where they come up with the different sponsors for this. But tomorrow, you got the AAA 400 Drive for Autism at 11 a.m. on Fox Sports 1. Of course, the GP of Indianapolis at Indianapolis Motor Speedway is today at 1:30. On ABC. Tomorrow you got the GP of Spain at 6 a.m. on an NBC Sports Network. Going on right now, NHRA, Southern Nationals on Fox Sports 1. You want to see some local racing, head out to the Albuquerque Dragway today. You got the Car Club Clash, which, check this out, NM Mopar Challenge, the Swadra Bracket Challenge, and the Mountain States VWs. That's right, you can see VWs drag racing. Ought to be awesome. You want to go see some circle track racing, head out to Sandia Motor Speedway. You got the May Mayhem, sponsored by Jackson Compaction, Wing Sprints, and X-Mods. Gates open at 4 o'clock. Racing starts at 6:30. Today, over at Indian Motorcycle, they've got an event going on. It's actually a safety event, but it's getting started here shortly, and it'll be going to about 2:30. You want to go check that out. It's Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and there's a special event over at Indian Motorcycle. Somewhere there's a strip of asphalt wishing it could be a cloud of dust, a hairpin turn begging to be ridden, and an open highway to begin your story. The road is calling. Answer it by heading to Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque for deals on exceptional bikes and make this riding season your best. So go check that out. Going on today until 2:30, Indian Motorcycle Safety Awareness, and stop by and check that out. Of course, we're going to be catching up with Bobby Jays a little bit later. They got a big event going on next week over there. And as a matter of fact, now's a great time to buy a Yamaha dirt bike. And we'll be talking to Keith a little bit later from Bobby Jays, give you that information. Cars and Coffee is going on today over at Grace Church. New Mexico Desert Fest, you want to mark your calendar for that, June 5th at Sandia Casino. Of course, the Big Father's Day show over at Sagebrush is going on. Mark your calendars for that. As well as May 28th here at the Rio Rancho Napa store, second annual Greg Benner Memorial Car Show, and you want to make sure you don't miss that. If you missed any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can always check it out at nmmotorsportsreport.com or on demand or the blog at 1017theteam.com. Follow us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at NMMReport. That's the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Check them out at 1776 Montaño, open daily 10 to 4. As a matter of fact, if you're looking to get a website, I'm going to tell you a great place to check out is myabq.com. 81% of consumers research a product online before buying. Does your company need a website? MyABQ website is here for you. Every second, there are 400,000 Google searches. Get found online, MyABQ website, local, affordable website development. Let me tell you, go to the New Mexico Motorsports Report website, and you can actually check out their work. They were able to do that. I mean, I put it together. It was under $700, and was able to get, you know, a great job. And I'd had that URL for like 5 years and never did anything with it. So anyway, hey, we've got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to go live trackside with frontstretch.com at Dover International Speedway. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Car Crafters Paseo location is now open. That's right, Car Crafters state-of-the-art facility off Paseo and I-25 is open and offering free estimates for collision, mechanical, and glass repairs. Live on the west side, Rio Rancho, or the Northeast Heights? Car Crafters Paseo location is perfect for you. Car Crafters gives the best collision, mechanical, and glass repairs in the industry, so bring your car in for whatever it needs. Car Crafters, 5 locations to serve you.
Car Crafters, it's like it never.
Somewhere there's a strip of asphalt wishing it could be a cloud of dust, a hairpin turn begging to be ridden, and an open highway waiting for you to begin your story. The road is calling. Answer it by heading to Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque for deals on exceptional bikes and make this riding season your best. Wherever your adventure takes you, make sure you keep your ride safe. Join us in celebrating Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month with a special event at Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque on May 14th. Be legendary. See dealer for detail. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Your life is unique. That's why U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union has checking options to match your needs. From standard checking with all of the essential services to dividend checking that puts money back in your account every month for large balances. Or rewards checking that pays you cash back on transactions. At U.S. Eagle, there is a checking option that's right for you. Call 888-342-8766 or visit one of our 9 locations in Albuquerque, Bernalillo, Santa Fe, or Farmington. U.S. Eagle, where members are owners and where everyone belongs.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2016 season is off to a fast start.
Over 50 events, including arm drop, crutch style, street legal drags, and thrilling side-by-side action through November.
Don't miss a single minute. The Albuquerque Dragway at Mesa del Sol with jet dragsters, funny cars, and hot rods bracket racing on both the 8th and quarter mile. ABQDragway.com for a schedule. Real outlaw door slammers, top comp, super pro, sportsmen's, and junior dragsters. The 2016 season looks to be the best. ABQDragway.com. See you there.
ABQDragway.com.
David Swope here with the New Mexico Motorsports Report. When it comes to car audio and security, there's only Driver's Den. Top sound equipment by Alpine, backup cameras, and Bluetooth. Driver's Den on Eubank at Constitution, 293-8211, driversdenabq.com.
The race is on for the Santa Ana Stakes at Santa Ana Star Casino. You can win $1,000 cash per race, plus free play and other prizes. The action starts at noon on Sunday, May 22nd. So quit horsing around and race Santa Ana Star Casino, New Mexico's best bet.
For more than 30 years, J. Walton Automotive has been providing exceptional quality full-service auto repair. Professional, but not a big-box shop. Personal, where they know your name, with phenomenal customer service, including a free shuttle service. Now, also the home for Loose Customs. Show quality paint and complete custom builds and restorations, including creative fabrication and high-performance engineering. 9401 Central, just a mile north of either the Wyoming or Eubank gates for Kirkland Air Force Base. 296-4816. JWaltonAuto.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Snapping a winless streak at Dover International Speedway that stretched 15 years, Matt Crafton held off Daniel Suarez down the stretch and raced to a Truck Series victory last night. It was the 39-year-old Crafton's. He was 0-for-15 until he got the victory done. And joining us live at Dover International is Joseph Wolkin with FrenchStretch.com. How are you doing this morning, Joseph?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the race last night. Looked really close, and Crafton beating, of course, Daniel Suarez. You know, was driving the Kyle Busch Motorsports pickup. Tell us a little bit about the race last night.
Yeah, it was very intense, especially at the finish. There was a 25-lap battle to the end. Daniel Suarez started out on the high line, and he just kept going on the high line toward the end of the race. He started really in Crafton, but he just couldn't get there. Crafton started pulling away on the low line, and that was then. Like you said, he scored his first victory in 15 years at Dover, and it was quite emotional for him. When he came in the media center, he spoke about how hard it has been at this track, and all the different types of teams he's been with, and now to finally have success, it means a lot to him.
Well, and it's amazing when you consider, I mean, how many championships he's got, and he's finally got the point lead for the season. Been a lot of youth movement there, William Byron, John Hunter Nemechek, you know, been kind of, you know, up towards the top, with a big youth movement in the truck. What did he really kind of notice from the truck season this season? I mean, is it really starting to become more of a developmental series for Xfinity and down the road for Sprint Cup?
Well, I think, if anything, the truck series is more developmental now than the Xfinity series, just because there's so many young drivers out there. You have Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, Spencer Gallagher, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Truex, Daniel Hemric, William Byron. The list goes on in the truck series. It's more extended than the Xfinity series, to the point where you have guys like John Hunter Nemechek making a name for themselves. Look at Nemechek right now. He's getting views from RCR right now saying, oh, we might put you in the Xfinity car next year, which is going to lead him to the Xfinity series. So I really think that the truck series is probably more competitive right now than the Xfinity series.
Well, and I think that's true because, you know, very rarely do you see a Sprint Cup driver, you know, driving a truck, but you do see it a lot in the Xfinity. As a matter of fact, Xfinity Series race today, you've got another dash for cash opportunity there, which I think really adds a level of excitement and kind of is kind of more focused on the Xfinity drivers. With two heats and a main, what's the weather look like for today? Are we going to be able to get this race in?
Right now, I'm looking outside, and it is pretty clear out. There are a few clouds coming in. We're expecting maybe a small rain shower. There's a chance. But right now, it looks pretty good. The sun's shining. It's hot out. It's around 70 degrees. It should stay like that for most of the day. So I think we'll get this race in. It might be delayed slightly, but as long as we get it in by around 5 or 6 o'clock, we should be fine. That's when the rain is really going to come in, around 6 o'clock.
Well, and the rain was, you know, a little problem. Of course, Kevin Harvick's team was kind of planning for the chance that there was going to be rain for qualifying. So they went out in the qualifying trim, actually in practice, was able to set the top time and put the car on the pole. Talk a little bit about that starting lineup with Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the outside of the front row for this upcoming Sprint Cup race.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has not won at Dover since 2001. And he's looking for his first win since then. He finished third last year at Dover in October, and he came so close to making the chase cutoff for his second round, but failed to do so. Instead, Jamie McMurray came into the round two of the chase. And it was very emotional for Dale, especially since he was predicted to be a championship favorite last year. This year, his car looks just as good. right now in practice, he's running somewhat decent. He's ninth right now, right behind teammate Chase Elliott. Kevin Harvick's right behind him, and as we know, Kevin Harvick's the pole sitter. But when looking at the lineup, the one standout to me is that Casey Kane starts 11th, and Kane hasn't had the best of luck this year. But he's been really strong as of late. I think he's going to get the finishes once he starts getting that consistency on his side. And there's another headline in the top 10. There's actually two of them. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. starts 5th. He's starting to pick up momentum, and he also has a new sponsor this weekend, Sonny D. And then there's Ryan Newman, who's on the hot seat with RCR.
Right.
And there's rumors, that he's going to be replaced by Richard Childress' grandson, Ty Dillon, next year. So right now, Ryan Newman is definitely on the hot seat. He needs to pick up his performance. He's 4th in practice right now. And if he could get a victory this weekend, it would mean the world to him and his career right now, since it's on the line.
Yeah, and as you talked about, Stenhouse, this is his third top five start of the season, so definitely he's got some momentum going there. But let's talk a little bit about the accident during practice. Danica Patrick losing a gear ring and kind of a fiery wreck that collected Tony Stewart and Jamie McMurray. Talk a little bit about what went on with that.
Yeah, so Danica's rear gear broke in the middle of coming off turn four, and Tony Stewart was right behind her. And as Danica's car combusted, basically, and went on fire, Tony slipped and spun out right behind her in her oil, and the same thing happened to Jamie McMurray. Jamie McMurray actually hurt his left elbow, but the team gave him Advil, and he should be good today. He's running right now in practice. He's mid-pack right now. He's 26. He is out there, and he was seen icing his left elbow for the majority of the afternoon yesterday.
Well, talk a little bit about Tony. I mean, you know, coming back from that back injury, was there much of a concussion in his accident, or does it look like he's going to be okay for the race?
Yeah, he should be completely fine. He didn't have any complaints. He did not speak to media yesterday after the accident. It was his first accident since coming back a few weeks ago at Richmond. And he should be fine to race, but the car isn't handling to his liking right now. He's currently 34th in practice. Danica's 25th right now, so she's actually ahead of him. But he's struggling right now with the car since it's his backup car. But health-wise, he's fine.
Yeah, and it also, one of the big stories, you know, coming off of Kyle Busch's victory in Kansas was the whole lug nut thing. JGR crew Adam Stevens suspended for violating the lug nut rule. Is this just kind of a story in which NASCAR is just trying to catch themselves back up on the fact that they got a little slow on this one? Or is there really something more in the media center that's been building up in regards to this story?
Well, personally, I'm sick and tired of hearing about lug nuts. I think most people are at this point. It's
right.
A little aggravating. But because I'd rather talk about racing than lug nuts. But you know what? NASCAR put themselves in this situation last year when they said, hey, let the teams do what they want. You cannot do that when you're dealing with teams trying to get every ounce of a second. And that's exactly what happened now. You have teams putting four lug nuts on, and God forbid something happens, you know what? It's going to be NASCAR's fault, and you just can't have that happen. So I think they were right to suspend Adam Stevens, because you know what? It's a matter of safety, and that's
right.
The biggest concern right now. You have all these safer barriers, and that's another thing. Dover added safer barriers this year, and they are still missing some on the front stretch, I believe, and I believe part of it is where McMurray hit on the front stretch on the outside wall. So that's partially another concern. But the main concern with the lug nuts is if you have a loose wheel, you don't want a wheel to fly off. And obviously it's not going to happen with one lug nut, but it has cost the driver's chance at a victory before.
Absolutely, a good subnot. You know, I mean, that was great analysis there. I thought it was fantastic. All right, so we got the Sprint Cup race on Sunday. What are the chances are we're going to see somebody punch their ticket to the chase? You got Joey Logano that's been hanging around. Austin Dillon having a tremendous season. Could we see Truex finally get over the hump? Are we going to see someone like one of the rookies, either Chase Elliott or Ryan Blaney, actually get it done this weekend?
I really think Truex has a chance to do this this weekend. He's been very fast throughout the weekend, starting in the top 10. He ran top 10 practice, very consistent in that number 78 car. He's shown the speed. Last week, he absolutely dominated Kansas until he had the issues late in race. But you know what? I really think he can do it today. Well, tomorrow, rather. He's been very fast. It's over in the past. He won his first career race here. And when he came in the media center yesterday, he touched on it a little bit about how Dover's changed in the past.
Awesome. Well, hey, Joseph, really appreciate you joining the show this morning, and really appreciate you coming to us live from Media Center.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome, awesome. That was Joseph Wolkin with FrontStretch.com. You can check out his work. He actually posted a couple articles live from Dover yesterday, so you want to check out his work. FrontStretch.com. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be talking some drag racing with Lyle Greenberg. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Hi, this is Jeff Fleck from USA Today Sports, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Berlin, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Are you a psychiatrist, doctor, dentist, chiropractor, or anyone in need of office space? If so, you need to listen up. The Gibson Medical Center, the historic medical center on Gibson, has newly opened office space available. This opportunity won't last long. Act quick. Full service leases are available, which means housekeeping, security, amenities, and more are all inclusive and provided for you. There is enormous potential to grow your practice or business. Located conveniently next to Kirtland Air Force Base with easy access to Los Lunas and Isleta, Gibson Medical Center is your premier opportunity to grow. Got space? Gibson Medical Center does. So if you're a psychiatrist, doctor, dentist, chiropractor, or just in need of a little space, Gibson Medical Center is for you. Are you a radiologist? No problem. Gibson Medical Center has radiology-ready space. For a tour or more information on this opportunity, please call 270-6801. That's 270-6801. Need space for your practice or business? Gibson Medical Center is here for you, 270-6801.
Hi, Lobo Baseball supporters. This is John Perner with the local accounting firm, Fidel Perner & McNovich. If you need any assistance with your personal, business tax, or accounting needs, I'm here to help. I'm a UNM graduate and past president of Lobo Club. I have 28 years of experience helping local families and businesses succeed and reach their financial goals. If you could use my services or have any questions, please give me a call at 323-5100 or visit fpmcpa.com.
SunWest Mortgage presents Nancy Montoya, Century 21 Champions number one realtor in Valencia County. If you live in the Valencia County area and are considering buying or selling a home, Nancy Montoya is your real estate professional, specializing in the zero-down USDA home loan program. Call Nancy today, 480-2121. Se habla español. SunWest Mortgage. Whether you're refinancing or purchasing, SunWest Mortgage has a program for you. Licensed in New Mexico, NMLS ID 03201.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls.
at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Doug Collado raced to a top fuel qualifying lead yesterday in the NHRA Southern Nationals Atlanta Dragway. Coming off a victory 2 weeks ago in Texas, Collado powered his dragster to a 3.731 pass at 328.70 miles per hour to break both Atlanta Dragway track records. Jack Beckman led Funny Car, Greg Anderson in Pro Stock, and Angelis Ampley in Pro Stock Motorcycle. Two-time Atlanta winner Jack Beckman had a track record 3.939 at 326.32 in his Dodge Challenger RT. Beckman has three number one qualifiers already this season, but still chasing his first victory of the year. Greg Anderson posted a 6.610 at 210.14 in a Chevy Camaro. Anderson, a four-time Atlanta event winner, has three number one qualifiers so far this season, has won three of the first six races this year. Sampley had a 6.865 at 193.32. Of course, when we talk drag racing, there's no way we can't talk about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has given you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it, fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, and accessories, Torco racing fuel ready to go in convenient safe containers. That's Yearwood Performance, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco on the west side. Of course, you can check them out at 341 Eubank on the east side. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. And a whole list of great things going on out at the Albuquerque Dragway this season, including today. They got the Car Club class. So if you want to go check that out, make sure you do so. So joining us is Lyle Greenberg, a local drag racing legend. How do you like that?
I don't know about the legend part, but thanks, David. Good morning.
Legend in your own mind, at least.
At least.
So tell me, thank you, one, for the T-shirt this morning, but what in the world is Cone Hunter? I mean, where does that come from?
It's kind of an old school thing. You know, back in the day, the timing lights at the half track or down at the finish line and stuff were actually photo cells with guards and everything, and they would put cones to mark where those photo cells were. So if you cross the center line and hit the cones and hit the lights, you were said to take out the cones. Well, today, of course, they don't have the cones. They've got infrared photo cells, and they just have foam blocks with reflectors. But fuel altereds have a reputation of being wild and woolly and all over the track, crossing the center line, back in the day hitting the cones. Today they hit the foam reflector blocks, but foam reflector block hunter just doesn't have the same ring to it. You know, it just doesn't sound good. But cone hunter, you kind of have to be part of the culture to really get it. But everybody that is loves the shirt.
Well, it's great. I mean, because it's an old school, and the fact it's a graphic too. And you know, I mean, it's a lot of fun. Of course, got some sponsors on the front, so you got a little bit of love going on there. But you know, Facebook is so funny because, I mean, it's so instant. And of course, I know you went over to the Tucson Dragway reunion last weekend, and I'm telling you, you got to talk about, you talked about firing up. I mean, what is that? The car you got to do, the kind of the, you know, the fire up, and you know, talk a little bit about that. I mean, it's a great looking vehicle.
Well, the Cackle Fest is where a lot of guys have put together their old cars, restored them, maybe reproduced them and stuff. Either the guy who built it is physically not able to race anymore, or the cars aren't even legal to race. And so those cars, they just sit around and fire them up. They're usually nitro cars. And Joe Thomas owns the car that I sat in, which is a 1967 vintage AA fuel altered. I got to put on the old-time fire mask. Hadn't worn one of those in a race car since the mid-70s. And got to sit in that thing, listen to it cackling on nitro, putting out two-foot flames. Really, really cool stuff.
Wow, it looks absolutely amazing. And like you said, old school, because that gas mask almost, which was the thing I've loved about the fuel altered, is it's such a tribute to the drag racing past, in which, you know, guys were just basically cutting, you know, welding and all kinds of stuff just to see what kind of power they could get out. But I love the philosophy that you have, because I'm thinking, one, who in the world gets an opportunity to do that? And two, I mean, you were prepared. You know, it says, so what, you know, have helmet, will travel?
Well, and actually the have helmet, will travel thing helped me out in driving Mick and Trish Williams' competition coupe. When I did the Cackle Fest fire up in Joe Thomas's Altered, he actually provided the fuel mask and the helmet and stuff. But I also had an opportunity to make the maiden voyage on a competition coupe that belonged to Mick Williams and Trish Williams. The car is basically a front engine dragster with a 34 Ford competition coupe fiberglass body on it. So it looks real old timey there. Trish was a little nervous about making the first run in the car. She and I are the same height. So I get to maybe get in the car. Hey, yeah, I've got my helmet. Hey, I've got my fire suit. Let's do this.
Well, it's absolutely amazing. I love the pictures. And, of course, if you want to check out Lyle Greenberg's Facebook page, I mean, all of this stuff is up there. And you always get the pleasure of following him. So, I mean, I love front-engine dragsters. I mean, so what was it like to power that thing?
Well, actually, that was it was an interesting thing. I spent a lot of time with Trish before we ran, telling her the differences between rear-motored cars and front-motored cars. She's actually gone in the sixes in a rear-motored car, but not so comfy about the front-motored thing. I'm telling her that they moved around and that they do this and they do that. The car went right down the track. It was just A to B, no drama. When an 806, which is a pretty good pass for what the motor combination is in that thing, and I came back to her and I said, you know, everything I said, forget it. This car goes like it has eyes. It's perfect.
That's fantastic. And it didn't stop there. I mean, you wind up in the booth.
Yep.
I can't believe that there was a motorcycle, there was a microphone on the premises, and it took you that long to find it.
Yeah, well, actually, pretty funny stuff. Again, for the drag racing historians out there, there's a guy named John Lundberg, who back in the 60s and 70s made his living touring around the United States announcing drag races. He was known as the voice of drag racing, or Thunder Lungs, and he lives in Tucson now. He's retired, so he was at this race. NHRA national event announcer Alan Reinhart lives in Tucson, so he was at this race. They asked me to do the color commentary for the Western Fuel Altered race, since I wasn't racing there. And so my story from here on out is my first ever announcing gig, and it's with Alan Reinhart and John Lundberg. How cool is that?
Well, that is awfully cool. So tell us, how cool was it?
It was very cool. The Western Fuel Altered does a modified Chicago-style shootout format for their one-day races. And John Lundberg launched into a story there how he was at U.S. 30 Drag Strip in Gary, Indiana, in like 1968 when somebody first thought up the Chicago-style shootout. Gary, Indiana is a suburb of Chicago. And hearing him tell that story from somebody who was there at the time was absolutely priceless.
That's amazing. And it's things like these that I think keep the passion going. I mean, keep the love for motorsports, because there is such a balance between the modern and what's going on. Of course, you know, NHRA, and I mean, they're under fours now, pretty consistently with Funny Car. And you think that, you know, Funny Car, you know, kind of started way back in kind of the 70s, and was almost kind of a way to bring interest back, because they felt like that interest in drag racing was starting to wane. And so that's what I really appreciated about the articles you've done with the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine, that is being published by ABQ Dragway and Yearwood Performance, Napa, because they want to keep that passion going, and it's available at their location to pick up. And I mean, you had 1,100 words and you only got to 1975. I think that's a tribute to what you've been doing. But talk a little bit about your family's participation in drag racing and Albuquerque Dragway.
I don't know, the 1,100 word thing sounds like I just talk too much. but no, I mean, my family has. They've been around since the very beginning. My dad was part of the original group in the New Mexico Timing Association that built the track. He loves to tell the story that, when they were building the track out there, I'd go out there with him on my tricycle. I was like 3 years old running up and down the track on my trike. And we've literally been going out there ever since. My dad still tries to go to at least a couple races a year just to hang out and be with us while we're racing. I got to laugh. I don't know how many hundreds of times I've gone up the hill to that track, but it's got to be a lot.
It's got to be a lot. So, hey, thank you for coming out this morning. I definitely want to get you out again in the near future, talk some Formula Fords, of course, with Sean trying to make the runoffs with SCCA. But thank you for coming and talking to us about your experience out at the Tucson Dragway reunion last weekend.
Great. Thanks for having me, David.
Awesome. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some motorcycles. If you're thinking about buying a dirt bike this year, Bobby J's Yamaha has got a couple of great Yamahas for you. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team, with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
That we all call
this summer's can't miss event is right around the corner.
Welcome back into the locker room, former Lobo and former Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher.
We're going to have a golf tournament there in Albuquerque, June 15th. We're going to have a dinner banquet for the players and sponsors, and then June 16th, we're going to have a golf tournament at the Canyon Golf Club.
A limited amount of teams and corporate sponsorships are available.
We partnered up with ESPN Radio 101.7, the first one I've let my name to.
Interact with a New Mexico legend.
It's nice to get out there and meet people you haven't met, hang out with them for a few hours, and just kick it.
Kick it with Brian Urlacher and ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team at the Brian Urlacher Inaugural Banquet and Golf Tournament, June 15th and 16th at the Canyon Club at Four Hills. Sponsored by House of Football, Four Rivers Equipment, and the Better Business Bureau. Visit 1017theteam.com. That's 1017theteam.com.
That we all.
It's Keith from Bobby J's Yamaha. If you're into cross-country off-road motorcycles, see the all-new 2016 Yamaha YZ450FX and YZ250FX at Bobby J's Yamaha. Both offer YZ race-winning technology in light, powerful machines built to win with rearward slanted engine, compact bilateral beam frame, industry-leading KYB suspension, an 18-inch rear wheel, wide-ratio 6-speed transmission. Bobby J's Yamaha at 4724 Manal to see the all-new Yamaha YZ-FX cross-country race bike.
Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long-sleeve shirt, long-sleeve pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
This is the story of Jacob McFly, who pictured himself a DIY kind of guy. Do it yourself, that's what he would say. If he didn't know how, he'd find out right away. And when it came time for McFly to propose, the one thing he needed, everyone knows, being the do-it-yourself kind of guy, he started to Google which diamond to buy. Diamond angle and proportional grade. This one was larger, but look how they weighed. Good depth from pavilion to cullet, he strained. Buying a diamond online was insane. And just when he was about to quit, a banner appeared with Shelton Jewelers on it. Buying a diamond for the one that is yours is best left to the experts at Shelton Jewelers.
Experience the UNSA racing tradition here in New Mexico. The UNSA Racing Museum is a multi-dimensional museum experience utilizing modern technologies to educate and immerse the visitor in the exciting world of racing. Open daily 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit again today, unsaracingmuseum.com.
Need an affordable auto shop you can trust? Since 1962, Chet's Wheel Alignment has been the chassis and tire expert, specializing in alignment, balancing, brakes, and ABS system, steering, and suspension. Visit Chet's Wheel Alignment on Banal, 5 blocks west of Wyoming. Chet'sWheelAlignment.com.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character. And unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the UNSA Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And for more than 30 years, J. Walton Automotive has been providing exceptional quality, full-service auto repair. They're professional, but they're not a big-box shop. Personal, where they know your name, and they do phenomenal customer service, including a free shuttle service. Also, now the home for Loose Customs. Show quality paint, complete custom builds and restoration, including creative fabrication and high-performance engineering. 9401 Central, just a mile north of either the Wyoming or Eubank gates for Kirtland Air Force Base. You can check them out at jwaltonauto.com or follow Loose Customs, L-U-C-E Customs, on Facebook. All right, and so you're thinking about getting a dirt bike this season. There's an opportunity next Saturday, and joining us now from Bobby J's is Keith Johnson. How you doing, Keith?
Pretty good, man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Hey, thank you for joining us from the Little League field.
Yeah, man. Both kids have Little League games today, so busy morning.
Yeah, you're doing doing double duty, and then, of course, next weekend you guys are going to have an open house this Saturday, May 24th, over at Bobby J's. Talk a little bit about what you guys are going to do with the open house.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's our 61st anniversary, so we're the oldest Yamaha dealership in the U.S. We're going to have some great specials. You know, we're going to have some good deals in the parts department. We're going to have some additional cash back on new motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. We're going to be raffling away prizes. And, of course, who doesn't want a little free pizza?
Absolutely. And I mean, 61 years? Oh, my God. I mean, I knew that there was three generations, but that's absolutely phenomenal. And, I mean, in a tough industry, I mean, there's a lot of competition out there, but Yamaha has definitely been getting it done. I mean, talk about what it's like to be, you know, serving the community for 61 years.
Yeah, you know, it's great. I mean, I think the cool thing about what my family's done is they've just always treated the customer right. And that's why we're still in business in Albuquerque. You know, they return the favor. You know, I feel like we're a fair dealership. We practice fair principles. And my grandpa started that way. My dad, Stan. And then I'm following in his footsteps. We've always enjoyed the sport. We've always ridden. You know, so we're definitely connected to the community of motorcyclists and stuff like that. And that's, you know, how we've made it 61 years and hopefully many more to come.
Awesome. So let's talk about the new YZ450. And the YZ250FX. I mean, what an amazing feat of technology, but yet it still gets the individual out to enjoy motocross in the New Mexico area. Talk a little bit about that new YZFX bike.
Yeah, you know, the YZ250F and 450F are probably the most futuristic motocross bikes out there with the reverse engine, slanted rearwards. It just makes a four-stroke feel lighter. I mean, that's the best way to explain it. And now that everything's fuel-injected and the motor they got in them, they're just so linear and easier to ride. It's crazy what kind of technology has come along in the last, like, 5 to 10 years. It's pretty amazing. And then we also have the new X model, which is electric start and 18-inch rear for all the off-road racers out there. I mean, that's a huge part of, you know, the Albuquerque area. Everyone goes out to Southern and the West Side and rides out there. And we got the perfect bike for that. And then a lot of people don't know this, but we also carry Husqvarna motorcycles now, which are, you know, new for about 2 years. We've had them, but they make bikes from 125s to 701s, you know. So if you are looking for some type of off-road motorcycle and don't know what it is exactly that you want, I'm pretty sure we got it in stock.
So, I mean, you know, with the 61 years experience, you know, with the dealership, I mean, there's got to be a lot of changes. And yet the motorcycle enthusiast can go anywhere from, you know, a street bike, you know, motocross to, you know, off-road to even, you know, the side-by-sides. I mean, talk about the changes in the industry and probably what it's like to be a local business and kind of roll with all those changes.
Yeah, that's the hard part, really, is trying to figure out what's going to be hot. And I can tell you right now what's hot, and that's side-by-sides.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason for that is, I mean, we offer some great side-by-sides. We got the Wolverine, the Viking, and then we have our new sport side-by-side, the YXZ1000R. They start from $11,900, so the price point isn't too outrageous to get started, to have something that can hold two or three people, up to six people, go. And the thing is it's families, you know, or husband and wife that are 50 and, you know, just people that want to be able to do it with their friends and family and not have to, you know, buy a bunch of different four-wheelers. And then the new YXZ1000R is just unbelievable. I mean, it's got like 18 inches of box shock travel, five-speed transmission, 120 horsepower stock. I mean, it's the trophy truck of side-by-sides for sure.
A trophy truck. That's fantastic. All right, so what time are things going to get started next Saturday?
The open house is going to be from 10 until 2. We'll have raffles and things towards the middle to end of the day and pizza from probably about 11:30 till 2.
That sounds fantastic. All right, so you get the whole place is going to be open, service department, sales department.
Yeah.
I think one of the most underappreciated parts of what you do with a dealership is that service and the parts department, because we all know when you take out something and you really push it to its limits, sometimes things break. You need to do the service to keep it going. Talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the service after the sale, if you will, with the service department and the parts department.
Yeah, I mean, probably the most undervalued department is where my wife and mom work, which is trying to keep all the parts and inventory and everything sorted out. I would never want that headache. If they put me in there, I'd run out screaming like I was on fire. But yeah, for sure, the parts department and service department, we have pro Yamaha technicians, gold certified technicians, all of the YSA parts training that's available. I mean, the guys are really knowledgeable, and this day and age, that's what you have to be. I mean, you know, you can't just be someone that stands there hoping that, you know, you need something. You have to be able to offer a service, and that's our goal, is to be able to provide you with the best service in the service department and have knowledgeable staff in the parts department to help you out when you need it.
That's fantastic. So the people that, shame on them, that have not been by Bobby J's yet, where are you guys located? How can they get information?
We're located at 4724 Manal Northeast, and our website is bjsyamaha.com. The open house is next Saturday, but we'll be open, like always, 8:30 to 5, so come on in and check us out.
Absolutely. Don't have to come by when we're having a sale. We're open all the time.
We're open all the time. Yeah, come pick out what you want.
All right, Keith, try and go light on the coaches out there at the Little League, and we'll be catching up with you next Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, that was Keith Johnson with Bobby J's Yamaha, and, of course, they've been getting it done for 61 years. I can't believe that's the oldest Yamaha dealer in the country. And I tell you, I bought my first Yamaha over there. 125 was an Enduro. It was back in the day. Really enjoy getting around town. All right, got a whole lot more coming up on ESPN Radio here today. On Deck, FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg. And it looked like Marty Watts actually made it in today. Haven't seen Marty in a couple of weeks, but he is here today. 10 a.m., we got the team high school show. At 11 a.m., we got the Henry T. Show. 6 p.m., we're going to have the Nevada versus a UNM baseball, and we definitely want to check that out. That's a later start than originally scheduled because of the state baseball tournament. We're going to join In Progress after that, the Cardinals versus the Dodgers. On Sunday, 1 p.m., you got Nevada versus UNM in baseball again. 6 p.m., we've got the Cardinals and Dodgers. And once again, I want to send a special thank out to the graduates over there at UNM, from the Communication Journalism Department, Christian Naranjo, Dominic Aragon, Brian DeGunchy, and Kenny Ferguson. I see some of you guys later today at graduation parties. And, of course, Kinsey, I'm going to be on my way to your graduation here in just a little bit. But we appreciate you tuning in every Saturday and listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And if you could do me a favor, invite a friend to tune in. And if they can't tune in, you know, make sure that they know they can check it out on the website at 1017theteam.com on demand. I think it's like a day or so after we actually do the show that you can catch it. But you can go back and listen to other ones, including really excited about the Memorial Day show. We're going to have a Formula One NASCAR debate with ESPN.com on this show, as well as we're catching up with four-time Indy 500 winner Al Unser Sr. We're going to have that as well for you. Whole lot of neat things coming out for that show. It's one of my favorite shows of the season, so make sure that you mark your calendar or set your recorder if you're out of town. But this has been another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Thank
you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.